Sex Next Door. It's rare, slow as a creaking of oars, and she is so frail and short of breath on the street, the stairs, tiny, Lilliputian, one wonders how they do it. So, wakened by the shiftings of their bed nudging our shared wall as a boat rubs its pilings, I want it to continue before her awful, hollow coughing fit begins. And when they have to stop, always, until it passes, let us praise that resumed rhythm. No more than a twitch, really, of our common floorboards, and how he's waited for her before pushing off in their rusted vessel, bailing when they have to, but moving out anyway across the black water.